Our third story now. Palestinians have hailed a Swedish move to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state as courageous. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saeed Bariqat has expressed hope that all European countries will take the same decision. Israel's key ally, however, was quick to refute the move. The U.S. State Department claims that any recognition of Palestinian state is premature. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says earlier that the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians can only be solved with a two-state solution. The move solidifies Sweden's reputation as an influential voice in EU foreign policy and international affairs. The UN General Assembly had unanimously approved to change the entity status of Palestine to non-member observer state in 2012, but the EU never formally recognized the notion. Let's go to Berkeley, California, and talk to Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Shorman, just how many countries do you think will follow in the footsteps of Sweden and recognize Palestine as a sovereign state? And of course, what would be the outcome?
Well, in the first place, I want to emphasize that this discussion of Palestine as a sovereign state takes place within a very particular framework, namely the framework in which the Palestinian people are expected to embrace the notion of a Palestinian state in 19% of the territory of historic Palestine. And in that 19%, which is essentially portions of the West Bank and portions of Gaza, the Zionists control enormous amounts of land with huge concessions being made to settlers who have occupied their hundreds of thousands of people. The Prime Minister of Israel has declared that all land west of the Jordan is the security area of the Zionist state. They dominate the water. They control the agriculture. They've carved up the land into little states, parcels of property separated by roads dominated by Zionist security, which they will never surrender. This is not a sovereign state. This is a little bantustan to serve as an arena of exploited and depressed labor of the Palestinian people, and it is always awaiting the next aggression and expansion of the Zionists, whose real objective is to remove the Palestinian people from their land and from history. When Sweden or the Jordanian Prime Minister or whomever talk about two states based upon this sort of arrangement, it has zero to do with self-determination of the Palestinian people. It is a means of pacification, not peace. It is a way to liquidate the Palestinian struggle for their rights, for their basic elementary right to national independence, control over their land, control over their resources, a sovereignty over all of historic Palestine.
And Mr. Shorman, just how workable, Mr. Shorman, how workable is a two-state solution for this issue?
It is not workable in any sense whatsoever. First of all, those who would be in control of it on the Palestinian side are the Palestinian Authority, who function as an extension of the security apparatus of Israel, are run by the Central Intelligence Agency, and are literally paid by the Israelis themselves. That apparatus is nothing more than an instrumentality for subjugating the Palestinian people, as they are doing now in every portion of the West Bank, where any attempt on the part of the Palestinian people to mobilize is shut down by the security apparatus of Mahmoud Abbas in conjunction with the Israelis. That's the reality on the ground. This is not a leadership that has anything in common with the self-determination of the rights of the Palestinian people historically or in the present. It will never be accepted by the people of Palestine, not in West Bank, not in Gaza, not inside the Green Line, not in diaspora, where in all total about 11 million Palestinians, no suffering, ever. It is not acceptable to the Palestinian people, and it should not be acceptable to anybody that defends the rights of people to self-determination, whether in Algeria, whether in South Africa, whether in the Rhodesias, where anywhere
right.
People struggle for the rights of colonial conquest. These demands for capitulation must be rejected. They have nothing
right.
in common with the rights of the people that are suppressed.
All right. Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism from Berkeley, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.